Good Monday. This is the Chocolate Knox with your Cross-Politic Daily News Brief for Monday, January 4th, 2020, the sequel. Let me be the first here at Cross-Politic to wish you a very happy continuation year. May the odds be ever in your favor. Picking up right where 2020 left off, 2020, the sequel, has already got the wind in its sails. It seems soon in the future, if you plan on hopping aboard a plane, you might be required to flash your medical records in the form of a vaccine passport. And it doesn't stop there. The newly proposed vaccine passport could also act as a pass to get into movie theaters, music concerts, restaurants, bars, and shopping malls. You know, wherever you kind of spend your money in public. If you've been listening to Cross-Politic for the last year, we've been shouting this from the rooftop. We started last March and went for 6 weeks or so with every day doing a show, because if they can tell you when to shut down, tell you when to open and operate your businesses and tell you what you have to have on your face, tell you not to have Thanksgiving or Christmas or New Year's or do birthday parties with your family or see that you can't see your sick one inside of the hospital, if they can control your life, what is it that they can't actually tell you to do? And at this point, it's not really a stretch of the imagination anymore how we got Nazi Germany after this last year. Governments, airlines, employers, universities, everybody has been trying to figure out in business, and they've been debating this, what's the best way to review verified health records during the pandemic to monitor the spread and promote vaccinations? With the vaccine passport, your COVID-19 records may soon function as an actual passport. Just think about arriving at the airport, pulling out your smartphone, and scanning a digital record of your vaccination or a negative test. They were considering cattle branding, but it didn't go over well in the testing. You know, burn marks and all. A so-called digital vaccine passport could have a QR code that would unlock your vaccine and COVID-19 testing information, which tourism experts say could be a requirement to travel and even enter places like stadiums, movies, theaters, and concerts. Several airlines, including JetBlue and United, are now on board with this idea. They've even partnered with a Common Trust Network to create a Common Pass app. And for folks who don't have a smartphone, don't worry, we won't leave you out. They would have a smart card with their COVID-19 credentials and small lettering on it that's saying property of the government. Might as well. Many experts say that this would help restart the government. I think the government's doing just fine. I think they need to restart the economy and just let people be normal. Quarantine the sick like the Bible requires them to do and let everybody else be normal. New COVID and healthcare laws. Virus-related laws, including those offering help to essential workers, boosting unemployment benefits, and requiring time off for sick employees. There was even a resolution in Alabama formally encouraged fist bumps over handshakes. Just in case you were wondering how your lawmakers were spending their time. Lawmakers of both major parties have vowed to make the pandemic response a centerpiece of their 2021 session, from school reopenings to governor's emergency powers. Oh boy. You know, you ever feel like there's two dogs fighting and you're the bone in the middle? And it really don't matter, one of these dogs is going to get you. You just got to figure out which one has the least sharpest teeth and is going to not hurt as bad. I'm guessing that with these governor's orders, they're probably not going to say, hey, let's have them have less emergency powers. In Washington, they are capping the monthly out-of-pocket cost of insulin at $100 until January 1st, 2023, and require the state health care authorities to monitor the price of insulin. A new Connecticut law requires pharmacists to dispense a 30-day emergency supply of diabetes-related drugs and devices with a price cap for diabetics who have less than a week's supply. Both laws take effect in January 1st. A much-anticipated Medicaid expansion is coming to Oklahoma in the new year. After years of resistance from Republicans in the legislature in governor's office, voters narrowly approved a constitutional amendment expanding the federal state insurance program to an additional estimated 215,000 low-income residents. It takes effect in July. The problem there is the budget. Lawmakers are going to have to determine how to cover the projected $164 million state share during this particular session. The cost could be considerably higher given the number of Oklahomans who have lost their jobs and work-related health issues because of the pandemic. A new law in Georgia aims to limit consumers from getting stuck with surprise medical bills by requiring insurers in many cases to pay for care by a doctor or at a hospital not within their network or providers. The law protects patients from financial responsibilities beyond what they would normally have to pay. Instead, insurers and providers can take disputes to the state insurance commissioner. Minnesota also has what's being called a continuity of care law going into effect January 1st. Oh boy, just wait until legislators get into your cell phone bills. Before you know it, there's going to be a cap on pretty much everything, not just on what they can take from you, but what you can even earn. If you don't believe me, here's Exhibit A, Your Honor. Workers in 20 states will get a pay hike in the first week of January when the minimum wage increases, thanks to cost of living adjustments and other schedule increases. How about this, the government meddling? Later in the year, another four states and Washington, D.C. will raise their baseline pay, which Washington, D.C., which means that low-wage workers in most half of the nation could see a higher pay next year. The pay hike comes as a federal minimum wage, which hasn't seen an increase for more than 11 years, remains at $7.25 an hour. The longest span baseline wage has gone without an increase since it began in 1938. What, can we go back to 1937 and kind of do that over again? I don't want to change everything. I don't want to go all the way back and everything be like 1937. But can we change some of this stuff and that whole thing that happened in Germany? Can we do that? Because we got some time if we go back to 1937. At the same time, workers across the nation are struggling amid an economic recession caused by the coronavirus pandemic, which continues to spread. So I just want to ask a question. So we're raising the minimum wage, right? So the what we're paying people is going up. So I started thinking to myself, and myself said, yeah, Knox, what was you thinking? Did the burger at McDonald's get some sort of upgrade that I don't know about? Maybe the chicken wings or something, I don't know. Are they using at the car wash some sort of magic soap that doesn't let dust accumulate on my hood for 7 days and shines itself? I said, do the people at the grocery store automatically start unloading my cart when I go through the line? Do they follow me home and put away my groceries? Has the product and services rendered become better in any way to drive more value to the employee? Here's another question. Did the government actually hire that employee to that employer? Because if the government didn't hire that person, why in the world is it any of their business negotiating the wage of that person? That's really between the employee and the employer. If Uncle Daddy is determining your wage of how much you can make, he can determine how much you don't make. But something bigger than that, he's also taken the authority of being your boss and owning the company, because that's what the owner of the company does. And that's what the boss does. Thank you, Uncle Daddy. I mean, you want to talk about a gangster move? That's a gangster move. When you get to get in the middle of that situation and say, no, I'm sorry, you're going to pay him thus. Wow, do you even know what my product is? Do you know how much it takes to make this? How do you know that he's going to be worth $30 an hour flipping burgers in the back? The burger's not even worth that much. Police reform laws. Here we go. Legislators also address police use of force against black people and others of color after the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. We all saw that whole thing go down, where there was an officer on the man's neck for about 9 minutes. Among other things, new laws will mandate oversight and reporting, create civilian review panels, and require more disclosure about problem officers. States including California, Delaware, Iowa, New York, Oregon, Utah passed bans on police chokeholds. Georgia created a new crime beginning January 1st, defined as a bias-motivated intimidation, which would apply to the death or serious bodily injury of police, firefighters, and emergency personnel. It also extends to cases involving more than $500 worth of damage to their property because of actual or perceived employment as a first responder. Violations are punished by 1 to 5 years in prison and a fine as much as $5,000. This law was passed by Republicans over the objection of Democrats and civil liberties groups who said police already have enough protections. Republicans insisted on the law as part of a deal to pass a new hate crimes law in Georgia that drew bipartisan support. Now, there's so much going on here, but just the trade. That's not how justice works. You don't get to trade for something else. It's either right or it's wrong. And it's either punishable according to what the Bible says and restitution, or it's not. But I don't get to trade with you over, hey, if you give me this, I'll give you that. And we'll all, no. Is it right? Other notable laws taking effect in the new year. Voters in Arizona, Montana, New Jersey, and South Dakota approve measures to legalizing recreational marijuana. New Jersey's Democratic-led legislator and Democratic governor, Philip Murphy, we want to remember that name, are working to set up a legal marketplace to update laws already on the books to decriminalize marijuana possession. Oh boy, they're going to owe a lot of people an apology who got arrested and couldn't get jobs because of being arrested for marijuana. I just can't wait to see how this is going to play out. You've probably already known this, but voters in Oregon have made it the first state to decriminalize the possession of small amounts of street drugs such as cocaine, heroin, and methamphetamines. Yes, and straws, believe it or not, are still illegal there. The Oregon Drug Initiative will allow people arrested with small amounts of hard drugs to avoid going to trial and possibly even jail time by paying $100. You just take a little pinch of that incense and put it on the altar. But that's not it. They also have to attend an addiction recovery program. Okay. Re-education. I got it. Because Uncle Daddy, he cares. You know what else is still legal in Oregon? Abortion. That's right. But the difference with abortion, you don't even get fined for that one. But what made me flip out of my seat about this isn't the fact that pagans are paganing. No, they're going to pagan. I'm not surprised by that. And actually, I don't think the government has any responsibility whatsoever to be in the drug business or the healthcare business. That's not their thing. They shouldn't be regulating those things. They create more of a problem. I mean, just look at it. Every time they regulate something, they create a black market. It's not their job. They need to punish people who do wicked things, who steal, who lie, who kill. But what strikes me about this is the contrast to what I see Christians doing. Think about the largest strides that we've had in the pro-life movement in the last 20 years. And I can't think of one that rises to the level of what they just did in Oregon. Those voters, those people in Oregon has blown the, and in contrast, has blown the pro-life movement in every other state in America out the water as far as getting things done. That is unacceptable. I can only think of maybe two, possibly three sanctuary cities. Cities, not states, cities, towns, because of their city council. Colorado will prohibit landlords from refusing to show rent or lease housing based on a person's source of income or involvement in the type of contract required to receive public housing assistance. Landlords can still do credit checks, but the act makes it an unfair housing practice unless they're conducted checks for every prospective tenant. New Hampshire will make public changes to the state laws regarding sexual assault starting January 1st. The definition of sexual assault will be expanded to include any sexual contact between school employees and students between the ages of 13 and 18. Previously, such contact could be considered consensual and not a crime if the student was 16 or 17. Other legislation taking effect in mid-January increases protection for sexual assault victims and requires colleges and universities to adopt sexual misconduct policies. This bill requires colleges to provide free access to medical and legal support services, anti-retaliation protection, confidential advising, and data on sexual violence prevention and response training. Georgia will require an audit starting in 2021 before movies and television productions are awarded the state's generous tax credit, which has allowed the highest subsidies of any state. The credit, which rebates up to 30% of production's value, cost nearly $900 million in foregone tax revenue in 2019 as movie and TV productions boomed in Georgia. California will require companies that are based there to have at least one onboard director by the end of 2021 who is a racially or sexual minority, with larger numbers required by 2022. Companies with 100 or more employees also start sending information on employees' race, ethnicity, and gender to the state. Connecticut employers must begin taking deductions from their employees' paycheck for a new paid family and medical leave program under the law passed in 2019. Are you noticing a repetition here as I'm going through all of these? Have you noticed that it's company, individual, big uncle daddy over the top saying you must do? I mean, there is just the responsibility and the ability for the employee to work with the employer and say, hey, listen, man, I know you don't have the extra $20 an hour to pay me that they just hacked this minimum wage up to, but I'm willing to work for $7 an hour and 25 cents. Or what do you have on the table that you can pay me? They can't do that. They can't do that because Uncle Daddy says, I can't give you a job. The mercy of the wicked is cruel. It's cruel. The state's estimated 100,000 businesses will be responsible for withholding 0.5% from workers' wages. Qualified employees can begin receiving benefits on January 1st, 2022. Massachusetts has also begun a new paid family medical leave program in the new year. It offers 12 weeks of benefits in most cases, expanding up to 26 weeks for those caring for military members' ongoing treatment. Oklahoma will extend a property tax exemption for religious institutions to include property owned by a church if it conducts instructions of children from pre-K all the way to 12th grade. Isn't that so nice of Uncle Daddy? Excuse me. I have to, after all that, I need to wash that down with my Fight Laugh Feast tumbler. Hold on. Oh, one more. You can, oh, you should. You know what? After all that, there's just so much joy that came out of that tumbler. Just the joy of the Lord was somewhere in there. I just tasted it in that tumbler. I think these things are blessed. I don't know, but you need to get you one. You need to go to crosspolitic.com, sign up for one of the top two tiers, and you can get yourself one of these lovely post-meal Fight Laugh Feast tumblers. I'm telling you, 20 ounces. It keeps everything so hot or cold, depending on what you like. You like your iced coffee? You can put your iced coffee in here, too. I'm going to tell you like this. Don't go through 2020, the sequel, without you one of these Fight Laugh Feast mugs, okay? And the only thing better to go with this Fight Laugh Feast mug is the Fight Laugh Feast magazine. You can get a whole year subscription for $40. Sign up now, crosspolitic.com. Love God, sing psalms, defy tyrants. This is the Chocolate Box.